It's unfair that insects always get such a bad rap when most of them are clean, industrious, and polite. Luckily, each year at the U of A, there's a gathering of human beings who understand and are ready to celebrate the many achievements of the most successful phylum on Earth, arthropods. Here is Todd Schlinke, an evolutionary biologist and an associate professor of entomology at the U of A, to tell us more.
My name is Todd Schlinke. I'm an associate professor in the Department of Entomology at the University of Arizona. People have to learn to dislike insects because kids actually like insects quite a lot.
That's a good point.
That's kind of part of the point of the Arizona Insect Festival that we're having, that, you know, we bring lots of families with kids and they get to learn about the insects and see adults holding them and realizing that most of them are actually pretty friendly and easy to work with.
And there's so often these kids who have vinegaroons the size of their hands, you know, that they're holding up with glee.
Yeah, some of those pictures, you know, I think can freak out the parents. But once again, yeah, there's a lot of insects that are totally harmless to humans, and they're really interesting from a biological point of view. And it's fun to get the kids and some of the adults excited as well.
And we would suffer without them.
Insects are so important for all aspects of our environment. Some of the roaches we have here today, the millipedes, they're sort of recyclers. They decompose the leaves and other rotting material that make dirt. There are insects that pollinate all of our crops, like honeybees. It's important to understand how insects work because they are so important to the natural world outside of our houses.
I'm happy to say that many times on the show I had as a guest Dr. Justin Schmidt, who was also known by his nickname, his pen name of the King of Sting. I've described what Dr. Schmidt did so many times to the audience. Will you tell me what Dr. Schmidt did?
Sure. Justin Schmidt was a colleague of mine and everyone else in the entomology department. He was known as the King of Sting, and he sort of became famous for writing a popular book about how much it hurts to be stung by different types of insects, and he came up with the Sting Pain Index, which gives insects a score of 1 to 4 based on how hurtful their stings are. Or bites. And he used really funny language to explain how...
Fruity, electric,
yes,
fuzzy.
It feels like you've dropped a hairdryer in the bathtub, something like that. Anyway, the book is hilarious. And he was just... not only was he funny and wrote a popular book, but... he was also just knew a ton about insects and was a great colleague.
And for our listeners who haven't heard, towards the beginning of this year, Dr. Schmidt passed away. And I wonder if the Insect Festival, which was something he was such an enthusiastic supporter of for so long, he and his wife Lee would always make regular contributions. I just wonder how he might be remembered this year.
At the Insect Festival, we have a bunch of booths. This year, we have about 27 booths where we have, you know, different kinds of insects and different activities for people to do related to insects. And the booth that Justin Schmidt often ran was called Stings and Things. And it was just a booth that had lots of stingy things like ants and wasps and bees. And so we're kind of reconstituting that booth this year in his honor. We'll have lots of stingy things that he would have liked along with Justin's descriptions of the stings of those things. So you can read his writing as you're looking at the insect. Also, every year at the Insect Festival, we have a series of talks. This year, there's several talks that are being given by people that knew Justin in some capacity and interacted with him at the science level.
Because we don't want anyone to actually experience any stings or unfortunate encounters at the festival. We're there to celebrate the insects, not to declare a new phase of war with them.
It's true. I mean, most of it is celebratory, but we also talk about mosquitoes and other insects that are problematic and how we deal with them. So a lot of the things are fun things that you get to hold, but some of the things are like, okay, these are insects, and this is how we scientists at the university are trying to figure out how to deal with them.
What about the range of edible insect material that might be there for those who are adventurous in that way?
Well, that's one of the fun booths we have at the Insect Fest, is the edible insects booth. We usually have a chef that makes a few items that you can try. It'll probably be something with crickets. There'll probably be something with mealbugs. And once again, the kids really love it. And maybe about half the adults, the cool adults, are the ones that eat the insect food and see what they think.
Thanks to Todd Schlenke and Larry, the very quiet Madagascar hissing cockroach that I was holding throughout that interview. The Arizona Insect Festival is this Sunday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the ENR2 building on the U of A campus. That's at 1064 East Lowell Street.